Sunday morning, Saturday morning even. There you go, my cron's out. Saturday morning, a few too many last night. So I'm not feeling that bad. A joyful night, and I was home by 9 from Soho. So it's all good. I have with me in the car some Lavazza coffee, some white bread, and some bacon. You know it, you know it. You know what I'm talking about. So I'm going home. Rachel's off to get a haircut. It's pissing with rain, so I'm gonna look after Sonny. He's got an ear infection. Life is complicated and fabulous. But more than anything, I am incredibly excited. Still processing this information. This probably won't mean much to the non-geeks, and even some of the geeks, I don't know, but as a coder, as a developer, as a hacker, whatever you want to call it, I'm passionate about the Ruby programming language for reasons I've blogged about and posted about. But essentially, this elegant, crazy Japanese programming language that's optimized for programmer happiness and has its entire ethos around it. And yes, I'll admit it, a kind of vibe and a style that I like, and a language, a human language, and used by the community around it that I love. And I don't feel that way about anything else in the technical world on the language level, really. So I've been working really hard to kind of move full contract wise full time into that, onto that technology stack, which is difficult by sheer bloody mighty determination and hard work and whatever. Yesterday something happened that just knocked me for six. And I was approached from an agent for a job in Soho, literally 10 minutes around the corner from where my current workplace is. Amazingly, in Greek Street, just like two doors down from the Coach and Horses where the Tussle Club used to happen. And a company called Leap Anywhere, who do look like they do amazing social good and have a great ethos behind them, and a very modern ethos, web ethos. So I checked out their company profile on LinkedIn, and I recognised a couple of avatars stuck next to them. One of them was Stuart Witts, who runs Flowery TweetUp, and he kindly pinged the lead developer and said, "You might want to talk to Dave." And a week later, I'm in a coffee shop with the CEO and Tony, the lead developer, jamming and getting excited and talking about this vision and batting backwards and forwards, far from the normal interview. You know, these guys are like based their business model around 37 signals, and they offer me the job on the spot. And it's still, you know, I still yet to accept it. Hold on, still yet to accept it. I will, and it's right in the heart of Soho, and it's exciting, and it's lean, and it's energized, and it's Ruby, and what can I say? I'm going inside to have a bacon sandwich and a cup of coffee and watch some morning television while I come back to normality. I guess the moral of this boo is that anything is possible.